The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Talk Live, and you can join us here on the radio waves. We'll give you the toll-free numbers, the Skype username that allow you to bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Should you wish to do that? If not, we'll bring things up that you might find interesting to talk about. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Daryl.
Last night on the show, I mentioned a story about Liberty Maniacs. And we never got to it, so I want to make sure we start out with that here tonight. And then coming up, since it's apparently tax day, because tax day fell on, what, the on Friday?
Friday was the day that the D.C. local government recognized Emancipation Day, ironically enough, which is officially, I believe, April 16th. So it's, you know, celebrated on the Friday. So Friday was a holiday. And they can't have the deadline on a weekend, so today is the day that the IRS claims you have to have your money in the mail to them.
We'll talk about how much taxes or how many taxes around the country have been paid by undocumented immigrants.
Yes.
You've got the numbers on that. But the story first up tonight is about Liberty Maniacs. And for listeners who've been tuned into the show for a number of years, you know Liberty Maniacs was an advertiser on Free Talk Live. They're one of those cool Liberty gear places where they sell cool t-shirts with liberty-oriented themes. In this case, there's a new shirt that they've been offering that has the pictures of Karl Marx, looks like Lenin. Let's see, there's, of course, Bernie Sanders on there, and
Stalin, looks like Mao.
Yeah, Chairman Mao, that's right. And there's one other guy, a big bearded guy I don't recognize. Anyway, lots of communists, and it says, Bernie is my comrade.
With a little star over the eye.
Yeah, yeah. So he's been marketing this, and now apparently Bernie Sanders, according to LibertyManiacs.com, is trying to abuse trademark law in an attempt to suppress my free speech, writes the owner of Liberty Maniacs.
And we should point out, this is not the first time that Liberty Maniacs has come under fire from somebody not being too happy about the parody content being produced by Liberty Maniacs.
Yeah, the most recent iteration of this was the NSA who came after Liberty Maniacs, and ultimately Liberty Maniacs was vindicated. They were successful, and the NSA was not able to suppress their very funny parody T-shirt about the NSA.
And then
what was the content of that one?
I'll try to pull that one up, and I don't remember
it
all.
It had the NSA logo and said, we listen to you, or we're the only ones that listen to you. Something along those lines. So it was, you know, pointing out the fact that the NSA spies and listens to pretty much everything. Yeah.
Wanted a government that listens to the people, and now they have it.
The one that jumps out to the front of my mind was the I'm Ready for Oligarchy, where it had the
Hillary.
No, it had the Romney R and the Obama O in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's see. I think I actually have the NSA T-shirt logo. The NSA, the only part of government that actually listens, with the big logo. So, like, the logo's the biggest part, and then the rest of it. Funny stuff. So here's the latest on what's going on with them right now. So here's what my lawyer writes, LibertyManiacs.com. The heroic scourge of copyright trolls across the internet, Paul Levy, stated in his blog, quote, what is it about presidential campaigns that brings out some of the worst examples of trademark bullying? 2 years ago, we shot down a bogus trademark demand by the Ready for Hillary pre-campaign PAC, which tried to suppress Liberty Maniacs' Ready for Oligarchy parody. Readers of this blog may remember Liberty Maniacs and its owner, Dan McCall, for having drawn threats from the NSA, for calling it the only part of the government that actually listens. Last year, it was the demand from Ben Carson's campaign, trying to take the Carson name off both critical and complimentary campaign wear. In 2012, Ron Paul's campaign committee contended that its trademark was infringed by a YouTube video that satirized its efforts. And in 2008, we had to seek a declaratory judgment against the Republican National Committee to get it to back off on an effort to use trademark to prevent people from using the elephant logo to describe the Republican Party as an object of affection or derision. Each time, the lawyers representing candidates or political committees made stupid legal threats based on a misunderstanding of trademark law, or using pretended trademark law claims as an excuse. And each time, the public response to the demands taught them about the consequences of making such demands. Now it is the turn of Bernie Sanders' campaign to learn that lesson. Yesterday, a Seattle lawyer claiming to represent Bernie 2016 Incorporated sent a demand letter to Daniel McCall of Liberty Maniacs, contending that the following parody image, which plays on Sanders' personal background as an avowedly socialist candidate by referring to him as a comrade and linking him to communist leaders from the 19th and 20th centuries, might confuse users into believing that the Sanders campaign is voluntarily associating its candidate with the Communist Party.
And Bernie would never do that. He's an avowed socialist, and socialists are not communists.
There's a difference, right? What is the difference between socialism and communism?
Ayn Rand said that socialism or communism was murder and socialism was suicide. And basically that's playing on the democratic idea. And she defined socialism as basically socialism that you vote for, and communism as, you know, it's just imposed on you by force, by revolution, and you never have an opportunity to vote.
There is a slight difference, and I've read from both the socialist and the communist what the difference is. I just don't remember off the top of my head.
Well, maybe you can explain
it. But I know
it.
That they are adamant. There's a difference.
Yeah. Marx, as I recall, actually used the two words interchangeably. So any difference between them as truly different philosophies is after Marx.
Now, Marx is given credit for coming up with the word capitalism, right? Didn't he?
Yes.
Marx and Engels. I think it might have been Engels, actually.
Did he come up with communism as well? Or was that already a thing?
I don't know. I do know that if you read Henry VI by Shakespeare, that there's a character in it who plays kind of a revolutionary, and he is a socialist, and he's the guy who utters the line, first thing we do, let's kill all the lawyers. But if you continue listening to the speech, he goes on to say we should also kill everybody who can read because they have an unfair advantage.
So according to Investopedia, in a communist society, everything is owned by the working class and everyone works towards the same communal goal. There is no wealthy and poor classes. In socialism, there's similarities, but to a lesser extreme. As in communism, equality is the main focus. Instead of workers owning the facilities and tools for production, workers are paid and allowed to spend their wages as they choose, while the governing body owns and operates the means of production.
Okay, so the key difference being government running the manufacturing facilities and businesses or whatever versus the workers owning them.
Running them directly as opposed to running them without having title to them, because
like they do now.
Exactly. In a regulated society, like the Nazis did not take title to the industries that they nationalized for the war effort. They just told the owners what to do, and if the owners didn't do what they were told, they'd declare him an enemy of the state, confiscate his property, give it to somebody else, and say, now you do it.
So that would have been fascism there.
Yeah, that would have been fascism.
Even
and again,
the Nazis
it's
national
socialism, not national communism.
Yeah.
And, you know, fascism is a form of socialism, being defined as that condition where the government controls the economy, and capitalism being defined as that situation where the people control the economy.
You are welcome to comment here and join us at 855-450-FREE. More about what the Bernie Sanders campaign is demanding of the folks over at Liberty Maniacs. They make some cool T-shirts, men's, ladies' T-shirts, sweatshirts, good selection of, you know, Liberty-oriented stuff. I've always enjoyed their products. And they've always done a great job in standing up for what they're doing, you know, not just backing down when they receive a threat from an attorney, which is what has happened here with the Bernie Sanders campaign, threatening them over the Bernie is my comrade shirt, which looks great, by the way. 855, 453. Oh, yeah, and the colors on the Bernie shirt is all red with white text. So it's Free Talk Live. You can join us here and bring up what's on your mind.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or join us on Skype. Skype username, lrn.fm. You got Ian, Rich, and Daryl in the studio tonight. We're talking about the Bernie Sanders campaign coming after, sending one of their attorneys after Liberty Maniacs. They make liberty-oriented T-shirts, for instance. And this one is one that's a direct parody of the Bernie Sanders campaign. It says, "Bernie is my comrade." And it's got the visages of folks like Karl Marx and Lenin, Chairman Mao, and Bernie Sanders, and a couple others on it. I'll tell you more about that. Also, I want to let you know about the movement in healthcare today of people that are ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. People like you who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. People who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement sweeping the nation, and you should be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization with people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. Choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement and change healthcare for good. Go to joinlhs.com, that's joinlhs.com, or call them toll-free, 800-722-8041, that's 800-722-8041. We're sharing a blog post from libertymaniacs.com, that's the company that is under fire yet again. They've been attacked by the NSA in the past, the Hillary campaign, the Ben Carson campaign, and now it's Bernie Sanders' turn to learn a little something about freedom of speech and the right to parody political people.
Right. And even though, you know, I certainly believe that this, as well as all the other things that Liberty Maniacs does, are under fair use, one thing that I totally forgot about at the beginning of the show, but I recall having a conversation over the weekend with somebody about intellectual property, and the guy reminded me that part of the trademark law is that you have to attempt to defend your trademark no matter how ridiculous it is.
Oh, really?
So that's why Apple continuously sues Samsung over having rounded corners on their phones. Because Apple has the claim on rectangles with rounded corners.
Because if they don't defend...
If they don't, they lose the trademark. And then anybody can make a rectangular phone with rounded corners.
But usually a patent would control the shape of machinery,
right?
That you can build, and trademark only protects names. I do know that it's true that you have to protect a trademark to keep it, but I don't think a round rect is a good example of
that would fall under patent, but still, it's under the same law of you have to
defend a patent too.
You have to defend it, otherwise you lose it. So same thing.
Which is good for the lawyers, right?
It's wonderful for the lawyers. It's horrible for the people that are doing stuff under fair use. It's obviously fair use under parody.
Yeah.
But, the lawyers have to go through the motions and file the stuff. And, unfortunately, Liberty Maniacs is probably going to have to pay some lawyers to make this go away.
Well, they do appear to have an attorney who they've used previously. So this guy, I don't know how much they're paying him, but I got the impression that he was just a real free speech kind of attorney, so I think they've got a good one. Anyway, this guy got sent a demand letter, or rather Daniel McCall, who's the owner of Liberty Maniacs, was sent a demand letter contending that the image of the various different communist rulers and Bernie Sanders sort of looking off into the distance, it says, "Bernie is my comrade," with a communist star over top of the eye, saying that this is going to confuse people, that referring to a comrade and linking him to communist leaders from the 19th and 20th centuries might confuse people into believing the Sanders campaign is voluntarily associating its candidate with the Communist Party. Going on, the attorney writes, "Invoking the campaign's trademark and copyright in the Bernie 2016 logo, a lawyer named Claire Hawkins has demanded that McCall stop purveying this image. Hawkins is not a newbie attorney. She's a mid-level IP partner," IP stands for intellectual property, "at a substantial Seattle-based law firm. Her webpage suggests that she should know better than to make such trademark claims. I don't know whether the Sanders campaign saw her letter before she sent it. If it did not, it might want to consider keeping its lawyers under tighter control. If it did, it deserves all the negative attention that this foolish letter from its lawyer will likely bring." On behalf of McCall, I have explained to counsel for the Sanders campaign why her trademark and copyright claims and an election law claim cannot succeed. I hope that she will have the decency to renounce her attempt to use trademark law to suppress free speech. And then an update is posted to the story. Just after I posted this article, writes Dan, the owner over at LibertyManiacs.com, my email to Ms. Hawkins produced a call from, or actually this is the attorney, produced a call from the lead counsel for the Sanders campaign, a lawyer whose webpage represents that he, quote, provides strategic advice to candidates and political committees, unquote. I understood him to say the demand letter was sent by the law firm without any consultation with the Sanders campaign as part of what he regards as his responsibility to protect his client's intellectual property. But when I tried to explain to him that such responsibilities do not extend to trying to suppress parody, he complained that I was lecturing him. I recognize that this thing is election law, not trademark law. Things are developing quickly, so more on the subject will undoubtedly follow soon. Meanwhile, you can continue to follow Liberty Maniacs through their website, their Facebook, and Twitter to see how things develop. So good on them for defending their right to free speech, defending their right to use the term fair use, Daryl. This is an aspect of copyright law.
Yes.
That basically says what?
For educational parody and a couple other exceptions, you can use part of someone else's work. So Mystery Science Theater is a perfect example to where they'll show something and then they have people that are, you know, giving commentary over it. And, you know, they're obviously parodying the thing. So that's perfectly
So they're not
allowed.
Paying licensing fees?
But that's under copyright law, which is different.
That's what he just asked about.
Okay.
The fair use covers copyright and trademarks.
Fair use does cover trademarks.
Yes.
That I've never heard.
Yes.
Interesting.
Meaning that if you're going to use the Coca-Cola logo, you can use it as a parody.
The
or
t-shirt
for
that you're
purposes.
Wearing right now, Ian. Yeah. Says Stop Wars, and it uses the font that was used in Star Wars.
Right.
That is parody. That is covered under fair use.
Got it.
Mm. The use of Darth Vader with the Uncle Sam hat, also covered under fair use. I believe the face of Darth Vader is trademarked by, I think, Disney now owns that since they bought the rights to all
of the... You can trademark a face?
You can trademark anything.
Huh. Okay.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. has his signature trademark. Most athletes have either their name or their signature and or their likeness trademarked. That way they make sure if anybody says, you know, like Peyton Manning, blah, 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 without giving Peyton Manning money, he can then go take them to court and say, you used my name without my permission. Give me money.
Our toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about fair use, copyright, trademarking, parody, or whatever you want to discuss. Also on the way here, it's tax day. So how much taxes are undocumented immigrants paying? You might be surprised. 855-450-FREE. Daryl will tell us about it.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer
computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, things are getting worse in Venezuela. They already had a shortage on toilet paper, and now it's getting more difficult to make a phone call in Venezuela. We'll tell you why that is. You would figure, well, why would the phone network stop working? Well, we've got the explanation here.
Because government.
Yeah, we'll get to it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Daryl.
And don't forget to join us in New Hampshire. If you're a liberty-loving person, if you care about freedom, if you are a libertarian, a voluntarist, an anarchist, if you really love the ideas of liberty, you owe it to yourself to come together with other people who have a like mindset. There are people moving to New Hampshire, thousands of them, many for the Free State Project, others for the Shire Society. You can go learn more about ShireSociety.com. That's ShireSociety.com. You can sign the Shire Society Declaration there, and then that is actually like a personal declaration of independence. And then just start planning your move to get here and be around the largest community of libertarians and voluntarists that you will find anywhere on the globe. And just keeps getting better as more people move here. So go to ShireSociety.com, get started there. Coming up, Daryl, you're going to tell us about the taxes, the apparently billions of dollars in taxes,
yes,
that are being paid by undocumented immigrants. But first, we go to Alex on Skype. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Rich, and Daryl.
All right, fantastic. I'm glad I'm here. I'm calling. I'm just sort of excited and giddy, right? Brian's released his new his new page here and his new lecture on eco-utilitarianism.
Oh, Brian from California, the guy that calls the show every now and then.
Yeah. In it, he puts out a lot of good things, right? So he's putting forward Something that I've talked about, right? The non-aggression rule of thumb.
I've got to stop you real quick. This whole saying the word right after every sentence is really annoying.
The
and it's not
crutch.
Just something that you're doing, Alex. It's something that Brian does as well, to where basically it's trying to get the person to agree with you. It's one of these weird sales techniques to where you try to get the person on your side by getting them to agree. So
do you think it's something they're doing on purpose?
I think they are doing it. At first, I thought it was a verbal crutch that Brian had.
Yeah.
And then the last time he called, I realized maybe it's not a verbal crutch. Maybe he's doing one of these weird sales technique things.
It's like a cult thing.
And then Alex did it. And I notice it's not a verbal crutch. It's something that they're doing to try to get people to agree manipulate the conversation.
I honestly don't know. I don't know whether I'm just like, I don't know. I'll try to work on it.
It could just be that he's heard Brian saying it and therefore it has sort of caught. I mean, I've caught myself saying it after having heard it being said before as well. So it could just be one of those sort of earbugs that catches in your brain in a bad way. But I agree with you.
Well, let's get to what the poor guy wants to say, though, instead of spending all our time on how he's saying it.
Okay, so basically in it he introduces something that really makes sense, right? it's... You know, weak liberty versus strong liberty, right?
I don't know what that means.
Okay, so weak libertarianism would be like freedom from the state, right? That's what more or less me and Brian would be advocating. Whereas traditional libertarianism, strong liberty, would be freedom from aggression.
Right? I follow you there.
And you guys fall into this trap, right, with the non-aggression principle where you more or less, you just try to say that because aggression is costly, right? Because it's very rare that you'd ever want to aggress. It's very costly. It's very rare that you'd ever do that. All aggression's wrong.
No, but that's not the reason why. The reason why is because, for me at least, it's a moral argument. I understand that you may not agree with this particular view of morality. Every individual is different. But for me, it's just not right to aggress against people. So the guy you're talking about has called in to suggest that, that using aggression might actually be more efficient in certain circumstances to, mold the world in the way that he envisions it. And I'm not willing to use aggression even if it is more efficient or even if it is less costly because it's wrong to aggress. So that's where I would come from on that. What about you, Rich Paul?
To me, it's a matter of self-determination. I have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, but that is contingent upon my not violating the equal rights of others. That's why he starts with all men are created equal in the Declaration of Independence. So, I don't have any more right to violate your rights than you have to violate mine.
But the reason why you believe that seems to be that you want to be left alone, right? So
I believe that. I mean, I don't want to disturb anybody else either. I want them left alone. I would like everybody left alone.
To the extent that they want to be left alone. So being left alone does not mean that you don't interact with other people consensually. And that's what some people, they hear, you just want to be left alone.
You want to be a hermit.
So therefore you want to be a hermit and have no interaction with any other human beings. And that's not what any of us want.
By left alone, you mean not aggressed against then.
Yes.
Right? You guys want to say that all acts of initiatory violence, aggression, is immoral, right?
Well,
you guys
when
want
do you
sort
think
of
it's
religious dogma behind that?
When do you think it's moral to aggress against others? Like, what sort of person would you attack, even if they weren't harming you or anybody else?
Well, when the cost of that outweighed when the benefits of that outweighed the cost.
So basically, if they have some stuff, then you can just mess them up and take it because the benefit to you is greater than the cost?
Well, I mean, in that scenario, but in that scenario, I mean, when is that ever going to be the case, really?
That right? Well, I mean, to me, the greatest cost in stealing from somebody is the cost to me in terms of my own self-respect. And so I,
yeah, reputation,
I mean,
right?
you can't exceed that. So who do you want to hurt that the non-aggression principle won't let you hurt, though?
I mean, it's not about that, right? The vast majority of instances, aggression is costly and should never be taken.
Well, if somebody is walking down the street with a bag full of cash, and all it would take for you to do is threaten them with a knife in order to get the bag full of cash, that's a pretty low cost, isn't it?
I mean, not really, because I value my reputation, right? I don't know all the scenarios that... I don't know all the scenarios that could happen in the future. It might cost me more if I'm, you know, some sort of social outcast.
Sounds to me like you're making excuses to back up this untenable viewpoint of yours, this antisocial, frankly, viewpoint of yours. Or the viewpoint of Brian's, who you've called to represent. I don't know if you've joined his club or whatever.
I mean, I've talked to Brian as he was developing this, right? I've spoken
I don't know. I presume it's right. That's what you're telling me.
Sorry. I'm trying really hard, Ian. I'm trying really hard not to say that. But, no, I just, instead of having this sort of religious dogma where you just say the non-aggression principle is bad because aggression is bad because aggression is bad.
No, the non-aggression principle is good because aggression is bad, because it's self-evident that using violence, aggressive violence...
Well, it should be self-evident. Some people don't realize it.
But right, not for these people who, you know, believe they're too smart for this particular principle. Apparently it's not that evident to them. But it's, you know, it seems pretty clear to me that using the threat of force or actual force against peaceful people is an inappropriate way to, you know, get along in society. It is not going to be long term a particularly profitable thing to do.
And most people will not engage in it. In the vast majority of situations, it's not necessary, and you shouldn't take it because it's not profitable. But in certain instances, it is.
I don't care if it's profitable or not. Crime can pay, but it's wrong to hurt people. Thanks for the call, Alex. You know, I don't know what else you can say to get that through someone's head.
Go back to kindergarten. Don't hit people. Don't steal their stuff.
It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon. Through saveatpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No Common Core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free. doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free and join us here if you want. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. It's apparently tax day in the United States. I wouldn't know. I don't pay that stuff. 855-453 is our toll-free number. And we've got Skype. That's Skype username lrn.fm. Tonight in studio, it's Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Daryl.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Then Daryl's going to be telling us about undocumented immigrants and the billions upon billions of dollars that they are apparently paying in state taxes.
Yes.
We'll get into that. But first, we go to David in Keene, New Hampshire, and on via Skype. Go ahead, David.
Hi. I was going to say something about animal rights.
Sure.
I don't know if this was said, but I think animals got rights just like people, sort of, because if you're in a jungle and you don't have, you have rights as much as you can defend them. If you can't defend them, you don't got them. And a lion is more stronger than people in the jungle, so he can defend his rights and kill people if
generally, wait a minute, generally rights, at least by the human concepts, don't include the right to kill someone if you are more powerful than the opponent.
Well, he's talking about killing to defend his rights from the opponent.
And territory.
So to that extent, territory.
If someone breaks
if
into
territory
your house,
is property.
If someone breaks into your house,
mm-hmm.
and you walking into, the lion's area, that would be what the lion would consider his house. It doesn't have a roof, per se. The lion didn't build the forest. But the lion would consider you intruding into his house.
Generally, though, you don't have the right, at least by the human rights standards, and I realize you didn't say they were exactly the same, David, and we can kind of get into this here. But generally, by human rights standards, you can respond to violence respond to aggressive violence with sort of a concomitant amount of defensive force. But if, let's say, somebody breaks into your home and they're not, let's say they're mentally incapable or something like that, and they're not able to really, they're not there to hurt you, they're not there to murder you or your family or whatever, they're just there. They've just come in, they've opened the front door to your home, and they are just standing there, and or they go and sit down in your favorite reclining chair, and they just start talking to themselves. You don't have a right to blast that person away just because they're in your home. So I don't know if that's what you were suggesting. Just because you are on this lion's, you know, property means that he gets to eviscerate you.
Well, there are some people that would argue that you do have the right to defend yourself.
There are some people,
and that includes death. But again,
if you're defending your property, you mean, in
right.
that case, there are people who argue
again,
that. I just want to make sure you're not arguing that.
I'm not
okay.
arguing that. What I'm saying is that the lion, which does not have the mental capacity that we do, Ian.
I'm not saying it does.
Is going to think that if you're in its area,
yeah.
that you're a threat to it.
No,
and
I get that.
It might wind up eating, or it might just think that you're, you know, one of its smaller prey that it normally goes
yeah.
after.
I don't think that
lions
and
don't have the thought capacity.
Right. They don't have, at least at the very least, they don't have the ability to express their thoughts, and so therefore they can't have... the rights reciprocated, because you can't come to an agreement
yeah.
with a lion.
And they don't have any abstract concepts like the NAP to work for.
The non-aggression
to work
principles.
From, you know.
They have instincts. I'm hungry, there's food, let me kill it.
Yeah. So I would question the whole premise that you only have those rights that that you can defend, because, you know, when I think about an action that I'm going to take, and I ask myself, does this violate anybody's rights, this action that I'm considering, I don't ever ask myself, can this person stop me? I might mm-hmm. ask that while I'm assessing the risk, but not the morality of the action that I'm going to take. I believe that humans do have rights to, as I said before, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness,
yeah.
that other humans have a duty to respect. I don't recognize rights of animals simply because there's no way for animals to recognize my rights.
Correct. And there's no reciprocal agreement between the two. And the animals will likely kill you if they get the opportunity, which shows that there's a fundamental, you know, disagreement on whatever the idea of those animal rights might actually be.
Well, the reason animals don't have rights is because we're bigger and way more powerful and we have guns. And so their rights get usurped or whatever.
All right.
I would say the reason that animals don't have rights is because they don't have the ability or the abstract reasoning capacity to respect my rights. And therefore, that puts me... Huh?
Rights are an agreement between people who can agree.
Exactly. And they can't enter into a social contract, which is more or less what I consider the NAP to be. I don't consider the non-aggression principle to be something that was handed down from on high or discovered. I consider it to be a way, something created by man is a way that we can work together and live together that works well.
Now, David, you just sort of contradicted yourself by saying that earlier you said that if you go into the jungle, the lion has more rights than you do because it's bigger and stronger. But then you just said that people are bigger and stronger than animals.
Well, I just meant if a man was there and he was without a gun, I guess, basically, is what I really
meant. So what I've heard so far, David, is a confusion, I think, between the idea of rights, as we've described it, as human agreements between one another. Most people agree with this concept. There are, of course, antisocial and psychotic people who don't, but most people do agree with the idea of rights, and it's a good thing for society. And confusing that with the law of the jungle, which is
right.
might makes right, meaning that whoever's the biggest, whoever's got the sharpest claws, the fastest, you know, the longest reach, the you know, the strongest gun or whatever, will rule any given territory. And that's
right.
completely different. You know, that the might makes right concept is completely different from human rights, which are an agreement that benefit people over, you know, over time in society.
I'm just saying. If I'm walking down the street and I have a wallet full of money and I'm walking down the street and I feel like I have a right to just walk down the street, you know, freely with my money, somebody can come up to me and just say, "Give me your money," because he has a gun in my face.
But that's not their right.
Yeah, basically, you still have the right to walk down the street. It's just somebody violated that right. So the question now is, what are you going to do about it to defend that right?
Right. At that point, you have the right to defend yourself against the, in that case, the aggressor who is using violence against you, or using the threat of violence against you to get their way. So again, there's a complete difference between the law of the jungle, which is whoever's the strongest and the quickest will dominate, versus the idea of rights. The idea of rights are to get away from the law of the jungle.
That's a good point. I think, well, it seems like our government pretty much runs by the law.
They sure do. That much is true. David, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, or you can join us on Skype, as David did there. Let's go to Tim in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tim.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I was just hearing from the last caller and the caller before, well, not the caller before, but this last caller, he was saying essentially ability versus rights. I mean, ability is in, we have the ability to use tools, okay? As far as an animal goes, I mean, they have instinct. I wouldn't say that they actually have rights, but they have instinct that tells them to do certain things. They will eat when they need to eat. They will breed when they need to breed. They'll sleep when they need to sleep. I mean, we do the same thing, but
animals can use tools, by the way. I just like to point that out. You did mention
some animals.
Yeah, some animals.
Right. I mean, you have some animals. I mean, you have birds. Some birds will use a twig to get in.
Yep.
And monkeys will do the same kind of thing. And yes, I understand that. But what I'm saying, in the general sense of animals having the ability to use tools, they don't. So. But we have the ability, and we can consider our abilities to be concurrent with our rights, but it isn't necessarily the same. I mean, they're not the same thing, obviously, but I wanted to also bring up another thing. There was another caller had said something about a verbal crutch, or you had all have said something about verbal crutches. Now there's a word that people use quite often, and I noticed that on occasion you guys will use it too, and it's like.
Oh yeah, that's one of them.
That's one of them. It's just absolutely, I hate it.
Like is one of them. Also, is one of them. It's filling airtime until the next word comes, whatever the valuable word is actually going to be.
But there are times that the word like is appropriate to use in a sentence.
That's true.
But
I know what Tim is saying there. If you want to stand by, Tim, I know you had something else you're calling about. Free Talk Live.
That's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.